I'm Alan Lytle, 91.3 WUKY News. It's time for the business side. Joining me again is the executive editor of The Lane Report, Mark Green. Good morning, Mark.
Hey, good morning, Alan.
Mark, in a couple of weeks, we're going to start seeing a lot more road and transportation crews crisscrossing the 120 counties in this wonderful Commonwealth. And that's been kind of a rare sight. You have an article talking about something that's called Pause 50.
Well, Pause 50, as I learned, I didn't know this was going on, has been happening for the past year with the Transportation Cabinet, and it was a pause in new road work in the state. We've still been doing the maintenance, which is the majority of the spending, but there have been no new projects since about June of last year, and that's because the state road fund had gotten perilously close to zero. Gas taxes have been declining because of the decreasing cost of gas, and road funding is a complex mechanism with multiple parts. Some of it comes from federal government, some of it from state government. There's different earmarks for all of these different segments of the project, but the state road fund likes to stay at least $100 million so that it can maintain funding to all these elements, and it just got to a point that they were very uncomfortable with it, so they stopped all new projects for a year and reworked the state gas tax.
Yeah, now how does that work?
The state gas tax, as our article in the June issue explains, is sort of a complex formula. It begins with the wholesale price of gas, then adds, I believe it's 9% to that, and then the gas tax is a multiple of that. There's a percentage applied against that, and it is based on that wholesale price of gas, which is, as I understand it, it varies, but I think it's anywhere from 30 to 50 cents below what our retail is. So the legislators a year ago established a minimum floor on that gas tax, and that's 26 cents a gallon. The latest figures we had when we were doing our article was saying that the wholesale price right now is $1.80, and under this formula that they use for, we won't come off of our minimum 26 cents until that wholesale price rises above 217. So that's it has a ways to go up, and the price of petroleum on the world market is holding pretty steady. It's going to have to climb before our gas tax is ever going to start rising again.
Now, Governor Bevin has made a lot of noise about tackling tax reform. Would that be part of anything new, gas taxes we're talking about, or the fact that the legislature just wrote in a floor that might put that to the back burner?
I've heard no suggestions that they would take on changing the gas tax again as part of state tax reform. It was a pretty big deal for them to adjust it a year ago. I think we're going to stay at this level for a while, it's a whole lot of work and going to be some heavy lifting to take on the rest of our state tax structure. So I believe the gas tax will stay where it is.
Now, recently, President Trump wanted to bring infrastructure improvements front and center in his administration. And I remember maybe 6 months ago, you and I talking about, could there be a windfall for Kentucky or what might be the priorities should infrastructure become front and center in this administration? Has any of that changed in your mind?
There has been virtually no discussion of any big infrastructure projects here in Kentucky, which had been the hope and raising of excitement levels after last fall's election, which put President Trump in charge and gave Republicans control of Congress. Seemingly, with one party control, they could do whatever they decided they wanted to do. The same had happened here in state government, Republican control of the governor's mansion and both houses of the legislature. There were some hopes that we might do some significant infrastructure projects, which would benefit Kentucky a lot because we have a large logistics sector. There are, I've seen a figure that we have 130,000 people in the state who make a living just driving. You know, that's driving semis and delivery trucks of all different sorts. And they rely on, you know, good road systems, good bridges, all of those elements. And so we were getting excited that we might get some major infrastructure projects, but the steam has kind of gone out of that discussion, at least on the Washington level, and they were the ones who were talking about spending $1 trillion, but we're not looking at anything happening anytime soon.
All right, circle back to state roads, and what do you see for state road, let's say, funding, but projects, let's say, in the next 6 months?
Well, there hasn't been discussion of specific projects, and there's not going to be a big push to do a lot more because we are restarting new road contracting in July. But the whole fiscal year is only going to have $50 million to spend. Now, when the road tax fund was back at its normal levels, I believe the state was doing more like $150 million a year in new projects. So we are just dipping our toe back into it slightly, but 50 is a whole lot more than nothing. So our road contracting companies and the people who make a living building our highways are certainly glad that we're at least restarting, and hopefully we'll build from there.
Well, that's all the time we have today on the business side. Our guest has been Mark Green, executive editor of the Lane Report. You can hear our entire conversation at wuky.org. Have a great week ahead, Mark.
You too, Alan.